Tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets of Hong Kong today for what organizers are calling the largest pro-democracy rally in a decade. They posted images and video online showing thousands of people singing together in the streets. The rally comes on the day it does each year, the anniversary of the day in 1997 that Hong Kong was handed back to China by Great Britain. It was handed back under a 50-year promise that Hong Kong would enjoy a high degree of autonomy for 50 years and that it would retain freedom of speech and assembly. I spoke earlier with Shirley Yam, vice chair of the Hong Kong Journalists Association, who was at the protest, and I asked her what it was that people wanted to say.
Happy with the performance of the government, and they were angry with Beijing's tightening grip over Hong Kong.
Well, explain that, the tightening grip over Hong Kong, because as we know, Hong Kong is an autonomous part of China that has its own self-rule. What is it that Beijing is doing to tighten the grip?
Well, the promise is one country, two systems, where we're not going to implement the communist systems or the market planning things they have in the mainland. But the autonomy that Hong Kong is enjoying is subject to definitions by China, meaning how much freedom you have depends on how much I want you to have. And for Hong Kong people, that is quite different from their understanding that they have when China take over Hong Kong. It's a one country, two system, in a sense that Hong Kong has full autonomy except on the national security things and the foreign relationship things. Other than that, we assume we have our autonomy. But the definition now is the other way around, is what we have not told you, you do not have it.
And we read in the New York Times today, Shirley, that a showdown is inevitable between these pro-democracy protesters and the Beijing-appointed government officials. Do you expect that?
Well, I hate to say that, but that is likely to happen. And Hong Kong people hate violence. So if that does happen, I mean, there is a chance that it will lead to a physical clash between the demonstrator and the police, which is something nobody of us want to see.
Shirley, where is all of this heading in the long run? We are now, 17 years into the Chinese control over Hong Kong. They signed a 50-year agreement that they're not going to change the one country, two systems situation. But where is this heading now?
They signed an agreement not to change the one country, two system, but they keep redefining that. And with that, I mean, what we're going to see is there will be increasing crash. And the crash we are seeing will end up some sort of suppression, both physically and non-physically. I mean, as we've seen in the press, the press freedom that was promised by the Basic Law, which is our mini constitution of Hong Kong, But despite that promise, we are seeing increasing case of self-censorship and increasing interference of Beijing in our media. So what we can see in the media is an increasing suppression, and we should be prepared for that to happen in other arenas as well.
That's Shirley Yam, vice chairman of the Hong Kong Journalists Association, joining us from this massive rally today in Hong Kong for democracy. Shirley, thank you so much for joining us.
You're most welcome. Bye-bye.